Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, my name is Phil Wainwright, and welcome to the Connected Web on eBizQ. I'm delighted to be here today with Bruce Richardson, Chief Strategy Officer at Infor, the enterprise application vendor. And also, of course, Bruce is very well known as the former head of research at the highly regarded industry analyst firm AMR. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us today. It's great to have you on the line.
Thank you, Phil.
Bruce, Infor is a pretty big business software vendor serving the mid-market, but I guess some of our listeners may be unfamiliar with exactly what the company does. So just to get us started off, can you give us a few brief sentences to convey the scope of what Infor does?
Sure. Infor was started in June 2002, so we're just more than 8 years old. And one of the ways we've grown to $2 billion in annual revenue, $2 billion in annual revenue and 70,000 customers was by making a lot of acquisitions within the software market. As a result, today we've got a line of ERP products, supply chain, CRM, product lifecycle management, HR, business intelligence and performance management, enterprise asset management, expense management. We also have solutions for specific verticals, hospitality and public sector. So if you can think of a product category, there's an excellent chance we have a product for it.
Right, okay. So, and obviously, you're looking at competing up there with the big names in the industry. And one of the interesting developments in the recent weeks is that you now have a new CEO, Charles Phillips, who until a few months ago was president of Oracle, so obviously a very big name in the enterprise software world. And does having Charles Phillips on board mark a change in direction for Infor, or is it designed to reinforce what you're already doing?
Well, you know, to be honest, Phil, it's really hard to say. He doesn't start till December 1, and I've only had a brief conversation with him. But knowing how he works, I knew him when he was the top analyst, top enterprise software analyst while at Morgan Stanley, and I've spent a fair amount of time with him while he was at Oracle. So I think I have some insight into how he works. I just mentioned that we have a really broad portfolio of products, and I'm guessing that what he's going to do is narrow the focus. One of the things that you can't help missing is every story that mentions Charles Phillips coming to Infor mentions that we're the largest software company you've never heard of. So I think he's going to narrow the focus so that we're definitely associated with some of the fast-growing products.
Right. Okay. And yes, I think getting on the radar screen and making sure that people know what you're up to is very important. Something else that I know that has been a big part of the strategy for Infor recently, and one of the reasons why we're talking today, is because of the move to software as a service. And do you think that's now going to start become more mainstream in the enterprise application space?
Well, it's funny. If you had asked me a year ago when I was an analyst how I thought the cloud market, SaaS market, on-demand market would take off, I would have told you that I thought ERP, financial applications, order management, sort of the crown jewels, the stuff that companies most want to protect, I would have told you those would be the last applications to go over to the cloud. And I'm actually surprised by the amount of interest. Virtually every RFP we get for a deal has a cloud component. The truth, though, is that often they're asking about your cloud strategy, and they have no intention but to continue to run it in their own data center. So I think there's more and more interest. Our most popular product today in the cloud is our expense management application, but we're building a growing pipeline for ERP in the cloud, and some of the deals are huge. We've been participating in an opportunity that's going to be more than 5,000 users. Whether or not they actually deploy all of those in the cloud, I think remains to be seen. Our very first deal is a biotech company. They had the option of buying, you know, hardware, networking, storage capabilities, adding IT resources, or putting that money into hiring some additional scientists. So to them, it was a no-brainer. They went with adding more scientists rather than adding a lot of capital expense.
But of course, there is this reluctance to entrust core financial data to third parties. And I mean, interesting what you say about people wanting cloud as an option to be there on the vendor roadmap, even if they've got no intention of taking it up themselves. Are you starting to see people being more prepared to put that financial data into the cloud?
You know, it's funny. If you were to ask Mark Benioff, the founder of Salesforce.com, he will tell you every application that they have that they use, whether it's their own or a third party, runs in the cloud, except for Oracle Financials. They actually have those as their back office, and he's reluctant to move that to the cloud.
That must be great, mustn't it? I remember there was all those years when Bill Gates was so annoyed that Microsoft did its financials on, what was it, System 38 or something.
Mm-hmm. So
it's exactly the same scenario.
Mac.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah.
No, I think it's gradually going to happen. There seem to be sort of three types of companies out there that are looking at ERP in the cloud. Some of the small ones, like startups, like the biotech company that I just mentioned. At the opposite end are companies that are sort of the early true believers, that they think in the future all applications will run in the cloud. And so they're already planning for that. Whether or not they're 5 or 10 or 20 years ahead of the rest of the market, that's the direction. The middle part are people that are saying, where cloud works for us is we've got a ERP standard that we're running now. I'll give you an example. We're working with a large SAP customer. They have a small division that has 6 plants around the world. They don't want to have to put IT resources and computers and storage, basically data centers, in these 6 countries. So they came to us and said, SAP is too expensive to run at these 6 smaller sites. We'd like to talk to you about putting your Sightline product there. And so we're working with them to develop a plan. And, you know, all of us believe that it's going to be a fraction of what it would have cost for them to run in an on-premise mode. So this could be win-win for all of us.
Right. And so there are particular examples of businesses that actually see big benefits from a cloud or a SaaS deployment because of particular situations like that.
Right.
Okay, well, let's take a short break there. I'm Phil Wainwright, chatting with Bruce Richardson, Chief Strategy Officer at Infor. We'll be back shortly.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.